We're jumping right into this one, and we're not even wasting any time with this one at all. This evening, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about breakups, right? There's been this song circulating. I don't know if Ola could tell me who sing it or not, but it is my favorite song right now. Let me just play it. Let me just play it. Rimzy, not to uno can tell me if I hear it already, but let me just play it.
What's so true? Me left you for your next man, you go on like we can be friends. All you have to do is wish me all the best, and we'll go with separate ways. You can't do that.
No, my wish when you drive out, your car broke down. Front tire flat, spear you no have none. When you go out, we go look on the damage. The Almighty make a heavy rain come down. Me wish the man where you left me for, left you next week for your neighbor. When you think of the worst thing that you find out, same did a try for your sister. My wish me never left the two jelly. When you drink them, my wish them run your belly. All the few little snapper on my buy, my wish them spoil not even one you don't fry.
I wish. Yo, I it is refreshing because the man honest. The man is truly honest.
Man, I'm born a bad man. Honest.
Yo, is a piece of, is it, but is it bad mind though? Let's think about it. You invest in a relationship and the woman still leave you. Do you still wish her the best? Not too. You can tell me.
Yeah, I do. You know, but I for one don't believe that investing in a relationship means insurance against the relationship ending. I just feel like, say, so, like if you're in a relationship and the relationship has ended, then you know everybody can go on their ways.
Okay, all right, hold on. Don't go. So this is so you are this kind of person that.
Oh yeah, out there, it gets harder every day.
It gets harder every day.
Oh, but I can't seem to shake the pain. I'm in theme song that today.
Please say, it's written all over my face.
I can't function the same when you're not here. I'm calling your name and no one's there. And I hope one day you'll see nobody had
me. All right, stop that. Yeah, kill me.
Mind when we start balling here.
It's a, okay, no. So,
Rizzi, start balling here.
Are you a song that to or what?
Man. My song. Yo, first and foremost, I mean, we reach a stage where I'm going to be invested into our investment in you. And if I'm away, there have a serious level of ratings me have to have. I'm not gonna lie. And if you just get up so and just leave, worse if it's for another man. Oh God, man.
wait, I don't go any further because I just feel like I have Rimzy's song on this too. Let me Rimzy, tell me this your song.
The
chorus of the play, man. Sorry.
You put me through pain. I won't let you know.
But what I said,
you
want me shit now.
That song that bring back, that song that bring back memories still, you know, because man. I remember, like, this song came out when I was in high school, and it was around the same time. And you know, R&B, there's always an R&B song for the moment, and
yeah.
This girl I was in a relationship with, she left me for my friend, right?
Ouch.
And there was, I don't care what you ever said, Natu, there was no well wishes. There was no best wishes. I wish the worst. You get me? And I used to be playing this song over and over. Them time, I don't know if you remember LimeWire or Kazaa. That's how we used to download music. And listen, I bleached for the entire night to download this song, and I had this song on repeat because that's the only thing that could have made me feel better. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think now I've gotten to the level of maturity that I say, you know, if you want to go your way, you go your way. Right? I won't say I wish you the best, but I also don't wish you the worst.
I don't wish you anything.
There you go. It's neither here nor there.
I think that's more so my position. Rather than
say, don't take it back. Don't take it back, Mr. Legend.
No, don't take it back, Mr. Legend. No. but yeah, it's true though. It's true. But I guess it's yeah. I do wish them the best, isn't it? I feel like I do. I feel like, you know, when It's a very cold world, and I'm going to ask you, I was going to say
why. No, there's a simple question as to why. Why are you wishing the person the best?
All right, so because I know what it feels like to feel like I will never find that thing, you know, like that elusive, soul satisfying, soul quenching love that
God, no, my tear up my ear, and all.
Some people no honestly, like, some people go through life, and that's how I think about it. Like, some people go through life never having experiences. So if somebody feels like that's not with me, or if I feel like that's not with somebody, and let's say in the form of case, you know, she leaves, no bad blood, I'll be sad, yes, and I might be angry, but I also cannot, in good conscience, be selfish to the point where I feel like, yo, you shouldn't get anything better from this point. Like, after you leave me, it's all downhill from here. I've never been able to bring myself to that place where I feel like, yo, like, I'm the best thing that will ever happen to somebody. I know the value I bring to a relationship. I know how good I can be in a relationship. I know how good of a man I am. But I can never bring myself to say that yo, I'll be the best man you'll ever meet. Because, you know, sometimes it's not that somebody is better than you, but it's just that they're better for somebody else. And so, because of that, I wish you the best, and I hope you find what you're looking for. It doesn't concern me whether or not you do, but I hope you find it. So, yeah, that's been my position.
Rimzy, get him, please. Just talk to him, please.
Why?
Just talk to him.
Why? Man, tell us, I kind of pull out the earphones on my ears a couple of minutes. Why not too much? All right, but for real, I think I get what he's saying. He's not wishing the person, you know, bad. And of course, none of us don't wish you bad. But it's not like me saying, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, not to. The question Steph asked, you know, was if you've been invested in the relationship. Like, if you're really putting some serious work, whether emotionally, financially, and all of that, and it does dry up. Now, I'm not saying you're supposed to feel salty. Yeah, shit, feel salty if you want. But I mean, I understand where you're coming from. Compatibility issues, you know, not, you might not be that person for that someone, and that's perfectly fine. However, I'm not gonna come to you and tell us about, you know, I wish you all the best down in the future.
I'm not gonna go out of my way to tell them.
Yeah,
that's my position.
Yeah, this is why I draw the line. Don't try to plot or inflict any harm on the individual. Anyway, emotional, physical, or mental. That's where I draw the line. And don't be a stalker checking on the page or whatever. And this is under the assumption that it never ended in an amicable way. But as you said, Rimzy, listen, If you need to feel salty, because there's this thing like, no, if I'm salty and I'm upset, I think I have the right to express it, because it's not selfish. Certainly. It's self-preservation. If it's better for me to say, listen, I am the best person that you would ever come across. That's not for you. That's for me, because, you know, men take breakups harder than women. This is generally and the statistically supported.
Especially for somebody else.
Exactly.
That's a whole different kettle of fish.
Which is why
you find so many stories where, you know, the taxi man sent a girl to school, paid work, sent her to university, and she come out of university,
but
she dropped him from him face with another man. What do you tell that man?
What do you tell him? So feel as salty as you need, but as I said, don't go the stalker route. And don't go to physical. But whatever you need to do in your own quiet time, in your own mind. And, you know, some people say this song is a bad mind song, the first song that we played. But I see that as catharsis. The man getting it out of his system.
I prefer you sit down with your
brethren and get all of that out. And we run joke and we laugh about it. And that's where it stays. Than you pretend that you wish her the best.
I wish her sex life awful. I wish a man should fuck up in a work list. And she think about me every single time.
I get it. And I feel like those things that you guys are talking about are independent of wishing a person the best. Like, you know, go out of your way. Like, in my case, I wouldn't go out of my way to find that person. So, oh, yo, just so you know, I wish you the best. No. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like a position. Right? Like, for me, it's kind of, I can vent to my bridging about it and say, yo, the girl is the best thing that ever going to happen to her. But like, that's just like, you know, you have vent to your bridging, right? And your anger, and you're communicating from that anger. But like, when beneath all of that, like, my position is, you left here, like, I hope you are happy, because I genuinely feel like, you know, investing in a relationship, because that's the thing, like, some people, because of the whole transactional nature of things, you know, like, people expect that, you know, when they invest in a relationship, like, what you are supposed to get back in return, even if while you invest in that relationship, it's a shitty relationship, people still expect the relationship, by virtue of the investment, to be a prolonged one. So, like, some people, because of the amount of time they've invested in the relationship, and I've often found this to be the case with women, even if the relationship is not necessarily satisfying, they consider the time invested in a relationship to be some sort of equivalent to the relationship being of quality, that they spend an unnecessarily long time in that relationship doing God knows what, and so you're like, then can't leave because, oh, you're going to be there for 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the time it's just a fear to start over. You can't bother going.
Because, you know, a lot of times, we feel like if the relationship doesn't last, that we wasted our time. And that's why I said, if it ended on less than amicable terms, those kind of thoughts that we discussed earlier, those things would come out. But if we ended on amicable terms, I don't see it as a loss. I see it as a lesson. I learned something valuable. And in that regard, it's not a matter of wish you best or not, because after we've ended, it's not my business, it's not my concern. You understand me? But I feel like a lot of people want the cake and eat it. So our relationship ended and you still want me to be the one that's checking up on you, calling you. I'm not making that transition into your relationship. And Bridget, you know. Like, if I don't know if you've ever seen it or experienced it, but a woman, you're in a relationship with a woman, and she has a friend who is an ex, in quotation marks, and they're like, you and this man still cool? Yeah, which is still cool. And you as a man know, that's bullshit.
That's
That's straight bullshit. But even, there is this thing called, you know, revenge body. You know, after a man leaves a woman, she starts to work out and get her body in order to spite him. And these are things that society glorifies, right?
Right.
So if that is glorified, why can't a man say, listen, I really don't wish you all the best after you've moved on? You know, this is not something I'm comfortable saying, you know? So there is a sort of double standard in that aspect of it. But when, hold on, let me just all right. Yeah, but
well,
yeah.
Here's my perspective on that. Because I've been in situations, relationships, the end of a relationship where I've been angry, and what I realize is that because of the anger, I'm not necessarily done. You know, but like when I know I'm done, like, you know, I leave relationships calmly. Like, I say, all right, cool. I do a thing with you.
Yeah,
yeah.
They say he who controls their emotions controls you. You know, I'm not saying stay in that state, but I'm saying it's a process. Right. Like grief.
I completely agree. Yeah, man.
Let me ask a different question. Let me ask another question that probably going to add a different perspective to this conversation. When is the right time to break up?
Never right.
Oh God, I need to pull up that one.
Sleep for the music, you know, man. Yeah.
All right, go and talk, man. We soon pull it up, man. Go and talk.
When is the right time to call it quits in a relationship? Like, what are some of the things that keep you in a relationship?
Hold on there, Ramsey. I find it.
Alright, so my thing them are keeping in our relationship. Jude. Oh, Ramsey asked, like, what are the things that keep in our relationship?
Yeah, when at the right time? Like, when you know is the right time to leave.
Wow.
Yo, when they no longer...
Or, hold on, let me change it. Have you, because I know a lot of men, I mean, have really done this, but have you left, like, you get up and say, yo, I'm done with this?
No.
Have you
ever done it? I've never.
I have.
You still?
I've never done that.
Well, you've never left a relationship?
No,
nope.
It's probably the most toxic thing. I push people away and allow them to make that decision.
I
wait for to leave that shit. Let's know that. It will never be on my conscience that I leave you. Though. You understand? So don't get me wrong. You know, in my mind we're done. You know?
Yeah, in my mind we've
been done. You know? But me just want you confirm it. And then when you're confirming, like I said to you, say, are you sure this is what you want?
You know, but the funniest thing, you know, the two hardest things for the average man to do is say that we are together and to say that we are done. It is not right.
But seriously, I guess I don't know because I've left the
relationship.
And will you need to tell me when is the right time then?
Yeah, man, we're listening.
Well, in that particular instance, or in one of the instances. I just felt like my peace of mind was gone, isn't it? Like there was a lot of conflict instead of, you know, like peaceful spaces in a relationship. You feel like you're walking on eggshells sometimes, and you know the person and sometimes vice versa too. Like and you can tell when somebody is not comfortable in your presence, or you know, and you know when you are not comfortable in someone's presence. Like I was seeing all of that, and I'm like, and there was a period where I was like, oh, man, this is pretty obvious. So
how you do it? You write a poem. You know? You say it to them in person. How you do it?
No, I legit, you know, had a conversation. There was an event. So the situation I'm thinking of, there was a catalyst for the conversation. Uh-huh. And for me, I was like, all right, yo, I get that, but do you see that the problem is not this specific thing that happened, but it's about a specific thing with our relationship.
So you did it. It's not you, it's me line.
Girl, it's not you.
No,
it's
but
me.
I
gotta figure out.
I did the yo, like we're holding each other back, you know.
Oh, you took the political route. What did you really want to say? Let's give the fans the truth. You took the political road.
No, but I said everything I wanted to say, and that was that I don't have a peace of mind in this relationship, and I can clearly see that you don't. And so whatever we do, no matter how much we try to gloss over all our problems and with sex, like after sex done and everything and we come down, like we are going to settle right back on these problems. And we can't have sex again to not address them. But like there will come a time when we're not having sex, when we're not watching a movie, when we have to face each other, and when we do, like these are the things we will have to talk about. And ultimately this is what they will lead to, so rather than delay an inevitable end, let's just, you know, cut our losses from now and go, because that's really
and what did she say?
And that's how it ended. So she protested because she felt like I was taking the easy way out. She felt like leaving was the easy way out, and I can get how that might have been perceived that way. But I honestly feel like, say, yo, so the problems we were having, at least for who we were then, those weren't problems we would have gotten over and gotten to a point in the relationship where we would have been like completely and blissfully happy again like we were. So for me, the only thing to do was to just leave.
Natu, I don't feel like you have casual relationships. I feel like you really get into you know.
Okay, Dr. Phil.
Ramsey, the man bobbing and weaving it over. He neither confirmed nor denied.
Yo, anti-question. Ramsey, you go. Tell me how you're.
Well, honestly, as I said before, in my mind, it's already done enough. So, I mean, I'm already making whatever hints I need to make to you and start that conversation. However,
In other words, you were bobbing and weaving. You knew what you needed to direct the address, but you didn't. You were hoping that she did. That she did, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hoping that she did. I wouldn't say I was hoping that she would, because it would be an obvious situation. It's just that I'm not the one that would come out and say it. I just want you to confirm it. And then when you confirm it, I have a couple more questions to ask you. The last question I'm going to ask you is, Are you sure what you want? And when you answer that question, then my last thing will be is like, okay, my dear, goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. You see, let me,
ladies and gentlemen, that's a masterclass from the Future Academy.
Let me tell you why. I think one of the reasons there is no need. I learned this from very young, from the elders. Never you break up with somebody, because when you break up, you are the one that has to do the begging to come back if you miss them. When someone breaks up with you, they have to come back to you. Right?
You know the difference, you know a different robot that like when a relationship is done, and I've said this to every single person I've ever dated, when I'm done, this is not an exaggeration.
No, but let me finish up because this is the continuation of it. Because we've been raised, or at least I have been raised, to acknowledge that even though you've said that we are done, we are never really done. Because the relationship oftentimes wasn't built on the right thing. So now it's like part two of the relationship. Now I'm no longer with you, but I'm the boner man. That's why I said, if a woman have a friend who is her ex, me I go pre them. Because I know from my experiences what I was doing, right? And so these are very real things. These are very real reasons that goes through a man's mind.
All right. I think I'm going to break. And I'm going to break me and Stefan down. Just because we really like that. And I know the people hear us and the people probably wonder, like, nah, you guys weren't always like this. Which, has there been a breakup that really, really affected? Really have a snow job.
Oh,
I remember. I definitely had one of those breakups. I had one of those breakups where my confidence was shaken. Like I was questioning everything, and I avoided relationships for a pretty long while, at least serious relationships, and when I saw her, the time I saw her after that, like, she was engaged. You see me? And that was after her breakup.
Rims, why you laughing for my man? I tell him serious story.
I had that experience, and so like that was one of the defining moments. Because prior to that, like I would consider a situation like, all right, maybe we could try this again. But like following that one, like it was like, all right, yo, you must always go forward. Like it doesn't matter, like everything you could have possibly gotten from that relationship, for me, like everything I could have possibly gotten from it, I did. And so the only reason in retrospect that I wanted to go back was purely based on nostalgia, not on any practical, application that all right, this time around the relationship would have a greater chance of succeeding. So that's how that relationship defined how I would operate.
I sit here thinking, there was. Well, one woman broke my heart 3 times. You know, and every single time, it's the same one that I said left me for a friend. And that was the second time. And I went back at it. I don't even listen. I was a hopeless romantic. I was a natu. I was a romantic. I believed in love at first sight and forgiving people no matter how much and all of these things. And as you said, every single time we broke up, it destroyed me. But fortunately, these things happened early enough in my life, right? But the good thing is every time it destroyed me, it built me back up after, even though it took some time, right? Some people might say it made me more callous, and they would be right, because it did make me more callous, but it also made me far more self-aware, and it also made me more aware of other people and certain signs and all of those things. And and those things stayed with me. And so even the relationships that I got in after that, in the back of my mind, I always ensured that I was very self-reliant when it came to how I thought about myself and how I felt about myself. So that's why, you know, as Rimzy and I said, you know, let the relationship run its course. My mind, I'm already disconnected. So whenever you want to leave, you can leave, because from my experience, it's not a matter of if you leave, it's when you leave. And that may not have been the most, the best way to view it, but it was the most effective way. And in my mind, I think I took on the role of being persona non grata. I became that. In my mind, I said, listen, whatever you need to justify you leaving, if I'm the bad guy in your mind, once you feel good about yourself, that's fine. I prefer that than me being the cause of irreparable damage and you wondering what you could have done better and all of these things that I can't necessarily help you with, you know?
Rimzy, tell us how you became the
I have been broken at it, you know. I wouldn't say I was a hopeless romantic, but when I love hard, right? I'm a Capricorn, so I don't really let many people in, if any at all. But
wait. Steph, make sure you cue in violin when we start talking.
Oh, but there's this girl, and I mean, no matter how we tried, it just couldn't work. There was always something stopping it. And it wasn't a case where it just wasn't working. Like, there's just always something interfering. And yeah, man, I never listened so much R&B music in my life. Like, there's this Bow Wow song. Like, even though the song stuck in my head, out of my system. Listen, I had that flipping song playing for about, it reached probably about 300 on the playlist, repeat. Like, and up to this day, I know that song out of my head, you know? And, every time I see that person.
I want to move on, but I keep moving.
Yeah, it's like you guys like, got a hold on me. Every time you see that person afterwards, you're like, shit.
When I was somebody, all I think about is you. Oh, God.
But yeah, man. I remember, and then, you know, I saw the dude. I think she got with that dude after that, and you know the dude's name was similar to mine. But you know, it happens, you know. But as Steph said though, you know, you kind of become callous because it build you up and it makes you stronger going forward into the next relationship, and it helps you to deal with shit. Mm-hmm. This is why I feel like young men and men in general, they should have these experiences. Yeah. They should have breakup experiences, them heart mash up and all them stuff from early before, you know, they get into serious relationship with serious commitment that they can't handle. And then when shit hit the fan, turn suicidal and get depressed and all kind of shit, because they didn't have back of it, you know, and they also didn't have enough masculine support. Because I remember during that time, another friend of mine, I mean, used to confide in him, and I mean, the man used to say, oh, yeah, I mean, we understand where you go through, but it was just that medium,
yeah.
that avenue you could have express yourself.
That's,
and
that support
flesh
system.
Flesh things out, and that voice of reason, that support system that you needed back then. And I mean, yeah, you used to run some joke and laugh after you're like, ribs, I just part of it.
So, an extension to that point, I honestly feel, and I agree with him, you don't necessarily need those experiences, but they are very valuable experiences to have. Because I certainly feel like a heartbreak, like the pain associated with a heartbreak is just a barrier separating you from you know, evolving. Because I, for every single time that I can remember having my heart broken, I came out of it with a completely improved perspective on certain things. And whether that's something that helped me with my art, helped me with writing, or just like the development as a person, like so I don't shy away from somebody asked me once, you know, like, you know, how do you deal with heartbreak and how do you deal with the relationship ending? And my answer was lean into the pain, you see me? Because a lot of us spend a lot of the time like running away from the fallout of a relationship ending or the pain associated with the heartbreak, that we never truly address it, and so we just move on to our next relationship and we have all of that pain just accumulating without being addressed. And then, you know, sometimes that causes, you know, men to snap. And it's not that they don't know how to handle heartbreak, it's just that they've never put themselves in a position to. And what happens is they are not necessarily experiencing one particular heartbreak in that moment, but they're experiencing all the heartbreak they've never cared to address. And so I feel like allow yourself to feel whatever the pain, whatever pain you're feeling, like lean into it, and I promise you that there's something good to come from it. Like there always is, no matter how rough it is or how hard it is, there always is something to gain from a heartbreak.
Yeah.
Something
but
good.
It's unnecessary. Yeah. It's unnecessary evil because. But I think let me reiterate what Rimzi said in terms of it's good to have a support system, right? This whatever age or stage you get a heartbreak, but then there's a difference. You can have a breakup and it doesn't necessarily break your heart; it just disappoints you. But that's a whole different story. But I think there needs to be that reference point. You can't appreciate heaven if you don't know what hell feels like. So there must be a reference point to say that this woman has been good to me. Because based on what I've experienced before, I know that this thing is real or better than anything else before. Because I have seen, or I shouldn't say I've seen, I've experienced giving my heart to somebody that didn't necessarily deserve it. And I've also not given my all to someone that deserved everything. As you said, Natu, you know, it's just to lean into it. Whatever stage you are in that point of your life, just give yourself to it completely, right? As long as it's not causing anybody any physical harm. Note, I didn't say emotional harm, because sometimes no amount of effort could prevent somebody from being hurt. No amount. You could do every single thing right, and the one thing, because of someone's expectations, could cause hurt. And you don't know the trauma they're dealing with in the past and all of these things. So just lean into it. Have a support system, right? And above all else, don't hold back. Don't hold back the tears. Don't hold back the anger. Don't hold back the expression. Find an avenue. Find an outlet that's safe, right? Talk to your brethren. And this is why we have this platform, because there are things that we talk about and we joke about and we laugh about, because it is a safe space for us to do that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And we solemnly pledge to always give you the men's truth, because there's a difference between truth and men's truth, our truth. So I'm looking forward to the feedback in this episode. I'm looking forward to the breakup stories of men. I'm looking forward to the breakup stories of women. When we go live, I'm looking forward to it all. So ladies and gentlemen, you know, this has been Michael Natu, the journalist, the poet extraordinaire. We have Karim Ellis, you know, the entrepreneur, the financial and sales coach. And I am yours truly, Stefan Campbell. We'll see you for the next episode.